SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, Israel carries out deadly strikes in Lebanon and the occupied West Bank. The Prime Minister says expelling the Iranian ambassador is not in Australia's interests. And in rugby league, veteran coaches Craig Bellamy and Ivan Cleary ready to battle for their fourth NRL premiership. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Israel has conducted its most violent attacks on southern Beirut yet, with footage showing airstrikes setting fire to buildings near the Lebanese capital's international airport. The Lebanese Health Ministry says Israel has killed almost 2,000 people in Lebanon over the past year, including at least 28 healthcare workers since yesterday. 11 consecutive strikes were reported near Beirut, with reports of more bunker-busting bombs causing major damage to civilian infrastructure. United Nations Humanitarian Coordinator for Lebanon, Imran Reza, says respecting the rules of war means letting humanitarian groups reach those in need and protecting civilian infrastructure.
97, I think today's figure is a total of 97 medical and emergency workers who have been killed so far, and the majority of them is certainly in the last 10 days. So that aspect of IHL is extremely important right now, to allow humanitarians to be able to access those in need and help them. Civilian infrastructure has been hit a great deal. So it's protection of civilian infrastructure, water establishments, water systems, electricity.
The Lebanese government says at least 1.2 million people have been displaced by the Israeli bombardment and ground invasion over the last few weeks. And in the occupied West Bank, Israel has carried out its deadliest strike in decades, bombing a refugee camp with fighter jets for the first time in over 20 years. Israel generally uses drones or helicopters to carry out its aerial attacks in the West Bank, but has now conducted a massive strike, killing at least 18 people. Israel claims the strike targeted Hamas infrastructure and killed a local Hamas leader. The strike hit a refugee camp of 23,000 people and leveled a building in what is being described as a very traumatic night for the residents of the camp. And meanwhile in Gaza, Israeli fighter jets have killed multiple people after bombing a residential building in Khan Yunis and have killed at least three after bombing a home in Deir al-Balah. And an additional 700 Australians have registered their interest to leave Lebanon with the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade overnight. The government says they've secured around 160 seats on commercial flights out of Beirut since Monday, with an additional 500 places to Cyprus obtained on Saturday. But overnight, just 41 of the 80 places made available to Australians out of Lebanon's capital were filled. Opposition leader Peter Dutton says Australians should take the first option out of Lebanon that's available to them.
If people are waiting for a RAF flight, that is going to get more and more difficult. So I would just say that they should heed the advice of the Prime Minister, book that commercial flight now and get out of harm's way and back to Australia as Australian citizens as quickly as possible.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's not in Australia's national interest to expel the Iranian ambassador from the country. The coalition has called for Ambassador Ahmad Sadeghi to be expelled after he posted on X praising Hezbollah's former leader Hassan Nasrallah after he was killed in an Israeli strike. The post published on the day of Mr. Nasrallah's death said he was a great personality and an exceptional leader, and that his path against what he called criminal Zionism will be continued. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia will maintain diplomatic relations.
government condemns any support for terrorist organisations such as Hezbollah. We condemn the ambassador's comments. Australia has maintained a diplomatic relationship with Iran since 1968 that has been continuous. Not because we agree with the regime, but because it's in Australia's national interest.
And in rugby league, Craig Bellamy and Ivan Cleary are both vying for their fourth NRL premiership as coaches in Sunday's grand final. Cleary has led the Panthers to three straight titles with the Western Sydney.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.